You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life, episode 39. And today we're talking about this, women of movement. Women of movement. Now, that is such a powerful statement. I mean, I don't know about you, but I get super excited when I hear of women of movement because I hear so much. I hear motion. I hear life. I hear emotion. I hear forward movement. I feel and hear revolution. Like, seriously, there's so much to this thing called movement because motion, my dear, is life and life is motion. And unfortunately, a lot of times when people reach out to me, they're not moving. They're moving and shaking, but they're not moving anywhere. You know, they're shaking in fear and they're not moving ahead in their lives. And a lot of times they'll tell me, you know, Dr. Shannon, I feel stuck. And they'll even say, you know, I feel stuck. I feel like I suck and I don't even know what to do. Help me. And if that's you today, don't worry. I got you covered. This isn't the first time I've heard that. But, you know, it's interesting because years ago, I was so compelled. I was like, you know, I'm hearing this all too often. And so what I did is I put together a training camp. And CAMP stands for Certainty, Abundance, Movement, and Purpose. That's why we're talking about this. We talked about certainty the other day. Yesterday, we talked about abundance. And today, women of movement. Movement is such a huge part of you being alive on planet Earth. So motion is everything, my dear. And if you find yourself sitting all day, every day at your job, then you go home at night and you're sitting in front of a television and all you do is sit. Today's the day you have to take a stand for yourself, take a stand for the motion, take a stand for your emotion, which is evoking some passion and power in your life. You know what I'm saying? So today's the day. So I want to talk about three different areas of movement because as I said in the beginning, like this is super exciting to me and I love the word movement. But more importantly, I love actually doing it. I love getting up every day and getting moving. And one way to do that, of course, is physical movement, health. You know, when you think about your health, I'm not going to should on you. You know you, in quotes, should be moving. But you have to look and say, why aren't you moving? Have you actually scheduled it into your day? And are you scheduling something that you love to do? You know, not everybody is going to be super excited about getting on a treadmill or getting on an elliptical machine or a Stairmaster or whatever. Exercise is anything more than you're doing right now. I know. I mean, it sounds so crazy. Like, really? Yeah. Because honestly, if you are doing no movement and you start moving even a little bit, it's like putting a little bit of money in your bank each day. And before long, you're like, hey, I've got some kind of account here. If you begin to actually move a little bit each day, you start to begin a fitness and a health and wellness account. I'm not even kidding you. And before long, you're like, hey, instead of walking for 5 minutes, you're walking for 10 minutes. And then all of a sudden you're walking for 20 minutes. And now you're walking or running for an hour. You see what I'm saying? I had a lady one time that came to a talk that I did at a hospital. And I did this talk and she came up to me because I returned about 6 weeks later. She came up to me and she was in tears. And I, you know, I remembered her and she said, you know, I said, what's going on? And she said, I just want to thank you. She said, these are happy tears. And I said, tell me the story. She said, you know, I was at your talk 6 weeks ago. And she said, you said a lot of things. And she goes, I loved what you shared. But the one thing that stuck with me is that you kept saying, do what you can. And so she said, you know, I decided that I could walk for a minute, like literally. And then she's like, then I decided I can run for a minute. So she started running for a minute. That's it, a minute a day. And each day she went one more minute. And she said at that time, she goes, you know, I'm training for a 5K. She said, I am so excited. And she had lost weight. She had, I mean, so many amazing things happened because she had made the commitment to do what she could in the area of physical movement. So if that's you today, my dear, do what you can. You don't have to go and jump on a treadmill for 20 minutes right now or go run a 5K right now. Do something more than you're doing right now. If you're taking the elevator all the time, take the stairs. I mean, these slightest little changes, like I said, it's like putting dimes, nickels, quarters, dollars into your bank account. And if you do it every single day, guess what? There's a cumulative effect, not to mention the compounding interest, not to mention the interest that you're going to get in moving even more once you start putting your body in motion. And then secondly, this is your head. We're talking about your health with physical movement. Let me tell you, your head. Where are you right now in the way you're thinking? Are you seeing the future, but strategizing in the present? Because that's what it takes. When you talk about being a woman of movement, you got to be able to see the future, big vision, but you have to be able to actually strategize and take steps in your present. So we talk about doing physical steps, but what about the actual steps that you're doing to move your life forward, to move in the direction of your desires, your dreams, your goals, your vision? Are you taking steps each and every day? And I know I talk to people every single week, every single day that are like, you know what? I know the vision is big, the dreams are big, but they're on the back burner. If your dreams and your desires are on the back burner, you are getting burned out. Can I say that again? If your dreams and desires are on the back burner, you are getting burned out, my dear. You may think that your burnout is coming from how hard you work. Well, let me tell you, if you're working real hard and you're getting burned out, it's because your life's not working. And I'll tell you one way to get it working is to actually get your dreams, your goals, desires off the back burner and get those things out in front. No different than, you know, what do you call that? Like a carrot on a stick. You got to keep something out in front of you to keep you going. And if you've got your dreams, your desires, your heart, and your head on the back burner, you're going to get fried, my dear. And it's time to stop and time to start doing something new. Stop that. Stop what's not working and start what is working. And third and most importantly, the heart, your spiritual movement. Are you creating and entering into the revolution that is your life? Creating a revolution, a movement in your life. I know it feels so big, but it does, you know, it's interesting. It doesn't start just like that. You know, in order to do it, you have to first like do the little things. You have to first be able to like get out of bed and actually get moving, get your body moving, get your health heading in the right direction. Start tapping into that energy source. That is life. That is movement. Motion is life. Life is motion. And then you begin to strategize as you see your future and you're like, yes, that is the future I'd like to create, but I am in the present. Stay and do the work in the present. And then, oh my goodness, the motion and the momentum that you will create in your life, you will create a revolutionary movement. Have you ever thought about that? Are you waiting for someone else to come along and lead you on this movement? Or are you ready to lead yourself and to receive the leadership around you as well? There's nothing wrong with that. But if you aren't willing to actually do it for yourself, let me tell you, you will keep doing it by yourself. Because if you are willing to do it for yourself, you don't have to do it all by yourself, and you can actually enter into the movement that is your life, my dear. Now, this is one of the reasons why I started Women Sipping on Life. I mean, I've told you the story years ago. I started meeting every single week, sipping on life with some of my mentors. I started to grow. I started to go forward in my life and to leave the past behind. And instead of being and talking about the problem, I said, hey, I'm going to be and talk about the solution and actually be an active participant in creating it. And oh my goodness, my life has never been the same. So this Women Sipping on Life, I believe it's a movement. Last time I checked, we're in over 16 countries. So excited about that. But you know what? I would love to hear from you because I want to know what's happening. Like, are you beginning to take these steps? Are you beginning to enter into the movement that is you and your life? And not only a life, but a life that you love and a life that loves you back, my dear. So I hope you got something from today. Please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage with yourself, and sit down and write this, okay? Sit down and then get up and go, okay? But this is what I'd like you to do. I want you to think about in the area of health and in the area of your head, which is how you're thinking, in the area of your heart, your spiritual, like the reason why you're alive here on the planet Earth, you know, that inspired space in your heart and soul, Okay, think about those three areas and write one thing for each of those areas where you feel like, yes, I could commit to moving forward in this area right here by doing this one thing. So what it is for you, what is it for you health-wise, physically, getting movement? Is it, you know, committing to saying, hey, I'll do 5 minutes a day. Start with 5 minutes a day and each day add 1 minute. That's it. That's all it takes. It doesn't have to be ginormous. Let me tell you, you will get further in life by doing a little bit every day than waiting until that one day you feel all inspired to do it all overnight, because that's not going to happen. And then you'll wonder why you start and you stop and you start and you stop and you'll go, oh, I'm just not disciplined. No, you need to make a decision to do a little bit every single day and build on that and watch what happens. And then in the area of your head, your mental, your thinking, what is that vision for you for the future? Have you thought about what you desire in your heart, that those desires that are in your heart, the dreams you have in your soul, and then say, what movement can I do today? What thing can you do today, that one step that will get you moving in that direction? Because your future is created today, my dear. And then in the area of your heart, spiritual, what can you do? What can you do to actually tap into that purpose and that passion that is within you, that abundance and that certainty that is in your heart, that is you, my dear? Tap into it today. Take one step, write one thing down. What can you do to begin to get forward movement in these three areas of your life? Wow. Yeah, fast and furious. Get up and then get moving, my dear, and I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. I always say see ya because you know what? In my mind's eye, I do see you, and I am so grateful because as you are starting to reach out to me, I'm now getting faces to these, you know, podcasts. I can see your eyes. I can see your heart and soul. And for those of you that haven't reached out, reach out. Come on over to womensippingonlife.com. Leave a comment. Let me know how you're doing. And if you're not subscribed already and getting this like directly delivered to your phone, let me tell you, you're missing out. It's so convenient. And then we can walk and talk. While you're walking, you can listen, yes. Or while you're on the treadmill or the elliptical or whatever you're doing, while you're cleaning your house, whatever you're doing. But you can walk and talk. We can walk and talk. And I'm grateful that you allow me to speak into your life and to move forward with you in this movement called Sipping on Life. Thank you, and I will look forward to seeing you tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.